I was chosen to represent Germany in the Olympics. And I was on the Olympic team from 1934 until 1936, until they kicked me off. And I was allowed to compete three times in those 2 years. And I beat them every time.
In 1936, champion high jumper Margaret Lambert was poised to win a medal at the Berlin Olympic Games. Just 1 month before the Games began, Lambert, known then as Gretel Bergmann, was informed by the Nazi Party that she would not be allowed to compete. Lambert, now 94 and living in Queens, recently looked through photographs and memorabilia from the 1930s. Welcome to Voices on Antisemitism, a free podcast series of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, made possible by generous support from the Oliver and Elizabeth Stanton Foundation. I'm Daniel Green. Every other week, we invite a guest to reflect about the many ways that antisemitism and hatred influence our world today. From her home in New York, here's Margaret Lambert.
When I was 19 years old, I was sent to England because we saw there was no future for me in Germany. And I became a little bit of a big shot there. And at the day of the English championships, my father came to watch me. He had a message for me that I had to come back to Germany or else. At first I had said, I'm not coming. And my father explained to me that there might be trouble for the family. So I decided to come back. And I came back to Germany to horrible conditions. Jews were not allowed in restaurants, in movies, in whatever. And even though I was a member of the German Olympic women's team, I was not allowed in the stadium. I couldn't practice. I think only the reason that I did so well was my anger. But it was a very, very hard time because I was scared stiff and thinking, how are they going to get rid of me? Because I knew they wouldn't let me compete. I knew that. This was all propaganda, that I was a Jew and I was allowed to compete. How would it be, 100,000 people looking at a Jewish girl win? Because I was convinced I was going to win this. And I mean, I'm not being conceited. It's truth. And then I thought maybe some night they come and break my legs or something. Anything was possible. Anything was possible. And I think from the moment I got a letter that they wanted me on the German Olympic team, they figured out exactly how they were going to get rid of me. They told them that I was injured, and that's why I couldn't compete. And that was all a lie, of course. It was all a lie. I was so afraid every day of my life. And at the same time, I wanted to beat them so badly, it was unbelievable. Well, this is the letter I got 2 weeks, I think, before the Olympics started that told me that I wasn't good enough and I wouldn't be able to compete. They waited until the Americans were on the way to come over, and nobody thought they would turn around if, this letter would arrive at my house. See, I haven't looked at this stuff in a long time. 1936 Olympics high jump was won with 1.60 meters. This shows that I jumped 1.60 meters, the same height that the Olympics were won with. Up here they told me I wasn't good enough, and down here is a newspaper article from the 29th of June that I equaled the German record. And I pasted there to show that they weren't exactly fair. So that was the end of it. Finished. This is the scrapbook. These are all things I won. One, two, three. Three first, four first, 2 seconds, I think. This is stuff they wrote about me. I didn't get a swelled head. So that's where I won the championship here. Two of them. See, I could be so conceited if I wanted. That's me. And here you can see the ones that ran against me, you can't see yet. It was only 100 yards. I used to dream a lot. And it was always 100,000 people, and I'm standing there waiting to high jump. And then the announcement comes, report to the high jump, and I can't move. And I used to wake up and be so angry at myself. Why can't I forget about this stuff now? But it was a real nightmare for a long, long, long time. Here is a small amount of medals that I won. There should be one with a swastika in it, which is my most favorite one. Here it is. That's the one I won when I jumped the meter 60. That's the swastika right in the middle there. And it's my most prized possession. 1936. I figured if I give up, then they see what happens to the Jews. They're not worth a damn. And I told them, I'm going to teach you guys a lesson, whether you like it or not. I did. It was a not only physical but a moral victory that a Jew can do better than all the Germans combined. And even today, it's a great satisfaction to me. Somehow, I don't know why. I should be forgetting about all this stuff and thinking about what I'm going to cook tonight.
Voices on Antisemitism is a free podcast series of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Join us every other week to hear a new perspective on the continuing threat of antisemitism in our world today. To contribute your thoughts to our series, please call 888-70-USHMM or visit our website at www.ushmm.org. At that site, you can also listen to Voices on Genocide Prevention, a podcast series on contemporary genocide.